I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Not to be so nasty and so rude, but tonight's nobody's wig was glued. It's Watch What Happens Live with NeNe Leakes now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse at a special time after an Atlanta party that was so wild that it's a good thing no one wore their wigs, because they all would have been blown off anyway. Please welcome the one and only NeNe Leakes. Hey, NeNe Leakes. Oh, hey, Sarah.
Hi, honey.
You didn't leave it at home tonight, did you?
Well, of course not.
Yes.
I have my full wig on, honey.
Are these PJs you're wearing?
Well, you know, I have a new line coming out, honey. It's streetwear, but it's PJs.
I love them.
Yeah, very cool. I love.
And we couldn't break down the bi wig party without a hair expert in the house. Over at the bar, it's the man who keeps NeNe's locks looking perfect every time she's in New York. Hairstylist Theo Barron. Hey, Theo. Theo, is NeNe a demanding client?
No. She's a client.
I want to get started. We have so much to talk about. First things first, how is Greg doing?
Greg is doing really well.
Yeah.
In fact, on my drive over here, he texted me and said that he wanted to be able to call in.
Great.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Shocking news that I read last night, overnight, that Peter Thomas was apparently taken into custody
on
a warrant for writing bad checks or something.
I've been out of the country, so I don't get the news.
Honey. Yeah, you were in Canada, sweetie.
I've been in Canada, well, I don't catch the news.
They have the news in Canada. What was your reaction to that when you heard that?
Well, now that you are telling me.
Yes.
What my reaction is, wow.
Yes.
Amazing.
Okay. I know you just saw him in Miami over New Year's, because I just saw you in Miami over New Year's.
Oh my God, you spill all the tea, Andy. Dang.
Well, that's not, well, no. I mean, it wasn't, you did an event for him.
I did.
Yes, all right.
Yeah, I love Peter. I love Peter.
Yes. Okay, when Candy held auditions for her Sex Dungeon show, Cynthia showed up to show off her skills.
Yes.
Kinda, take a look.
You have to be very comfortable and yet sexy to be a part of the show.
Yes, ma'am.
I need you for a second, please.
Are you serious?
Yes. She's not the best dancer, but I feel like she'll be great for the show.
Okay.
I love that. Then NeNe's bi wig party had everyone questioning who was telling the truth about their hair. Watch this.
You know, I'm having the bi wig luncheon
okay.
at my house.
naturalista.
Can I run my hands through your hair?
Are you the scalp check person?
This is gorgeous.
This is plain hair.
No,
child.
You got friends with natural hair.
Honey, that's what I'm talking about. These are my natural hair gals from Decatur.
Well, hello, Charlie.
Let me see. Let me check now. That's all you.
That's all me. It ain't even a big bug.
Bitch, we over here struggling.
Hey, we're there.
Get a kid. We kind of caught Cynthia. That was cheating.
Okay, well, the party was all about celebrating hair. Go to WWHL.TV for our first poll. We want to know, whose bi wig hair did you like the most? Cynthia, Eva, Candy, Marlo, Nene, Portia, Shamari, or Tanya? Who had the best hair there besides you?
Eva.
Eva. Mm-hmm. And did you think that Cynthia's hair was all her natural hair?
No, she cheated.
She cheated. Looks like Candy won this one. Okay. Did you think that, and what did you think of Candy's hair?
I thought it looks nice. Yeah. Although I think every girl was being very strategically placing their hair, honey.
Okay.
Okay.
Your questions are pouring in for Miss Leaks. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed tonight. First, Marlo may have arrived at Nene's bi-wig party almost 4 hours late, but what she and Nene lacked in time together, they made up for in intensity. Take a look, Nene.
Well, hi, ladies.
Bitch, please. First of all, Marlo, with your big, giant motherfucking belt, bitch. You ain't Purple Rain, bitch. Marlo called me. I was arguing with me. I said, bitch, I've had a major. I'm talking.
I know.
I'm talking edges. Edges.
Blinded. Greg texts us again. She is not in good shape, Marlo. I don't know what's your breaking point.
Marlo, support me, bitch. Don't be fighting with me. I am your sister, bitch. I'm going through a lot of things.
I didn't argue with you.
Okay, so you were clearly torn up that night, obviously. What? As you look back on the fight with Marlo, did you think, was some of your anger at what you were going through and your emotion redirected at Marlo? Or, like, how do you feel now about where Marlo played into it?
So I watched a show, you know, a couple days ago. And when I got it, I cried and I called Marlo and we cried together. And I told her I was so sorry. And, you know, she was sorry because Greg reached out to her and she didn't really know how to act because Greg has never reached out to her. I personally thought she overreacted.
Right.
I personally thought she should have been more supportive of what I was going through. But nonetheless, we're sisters, we argue, and we're good.
Okay, well, here's what. After making peace with Marlo, Nene just about fell to pieces over something very unexpected. Watch.
Ooh, I just realized I'm up here by the closet. Can I see your closet now?
Oh, hell no.
Why?
My closet is not. Go see it, Candy. Candy, go see it.
I'm going.
Candy, you better bring your... don't try Candy.
Let me see this damn
Candy,
closet.
I mean, y'all gonna make me get the fight.
Nah, let your friends go. These are your friends.
Shut up, bitch.
Y'all try on
bitch,
clothes.
You
got some
you get
on.
Get the f out of my closet, bitch. I will f you up.
She's pregnant.
Don't. It's my mic. I don't want to hear it. I want to see it.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV. Tell us whose side are you on, Nene or Candy and Portia. You said to them several times, don't go in the closet.
Exactly. How can you be on anybody's side?
They went in the closet.
The side of the owner of the house.
Well, but did you overreact?
No, I didn't. Now, how are you going to overreact in your own home? If I tell you to visit me and sit right here, you need to sit right here. You don't have the right to go through my house and open up my doors, my closets, my pantries, none of that. You would feel disrespectful. And the one thing these girls have, they are disrespecting each other's homes when they visit them. Sheree's house was disrespected. Kenya's house was disrespected. When you come to my house, you're not going to disrespect my home.
Okay.
So they were not in the right because you can't come in someone's house. First of all, they weren't even invited upstairs. They just came upstairs on their own.
What do you want to say to the audience who 82% are saying they're on their side?
I don't give a damn whose side they are. I don't give a damn about this poll.
Okay.
No, I don't give a damn about that poll. How are you going to be on their side? They didn't have the right to walk in my house and do whatever they want to do. So your poll. How it's gonna be. I couldn't come to your house and do whatever I want to do. Can I just run in your house and pick up Benny Boo? No. Okay,
well,
so let's be clear.
You can't
come
maybe
into
pick
my
up Benny Boo. You've
no,
been
I just
very
can't
sweet
run
about
all over
Benny
your house.
Boo.
If you say, look right here, I don't have the right to just run all over your house and do stuff. They were wrong, and I don't care about the damn pole. You wrong. Until you pay my mortgage You are wrong.
Okay. Well, okay. Shamari brought a few extra friends with her to Nene's bi-wig party and then proceeded to drink on behalf of all of them. Take a look at Shamari saying bye to her wig and some of her stomach contents.
What do you got?
I'm going with Eva tonight.
I don't let her go with you.
I am the Hokanda Wakanda.
She said Hokanda.
Look at Hokanda. Ooh.
Hang down now.
In the proper pose. Oh. Where's Shamari?
You okay, boo boo?
Oh, Shamari, you threw up on my shoes.
Oh. It's fine.
I think this bi-wig party is pretty much over.
Okay, I mean, I gotta tell you something. I was going nuts. I almost puked watching Eva almost puke watching her puke. It was crazy.
It was.
You had a good line about your bathroom, though, that the bathroom wanted to move upstairs.
My bathroom wants to move upstairs.
Yes.
And Shamari, I was like, she came with two guests, one to drive her and one to carry her out.
Right.
Amazing.
Let's go to LaShawn from Illinois on the phone for Nene Leakes. What's your question?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Oh, hi. Hi, Andy. First, I want to congratulate you on your new baby.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Nene, first, I would like to send my well wishes to you and your family.
Thank you.
Okay. So my question to you is, you speak often of how rude it is for the other ladies to show up late for events. Mm-hmm. However, you have shown up late for events throughout the season, so should the same courtesy of being on time apply to you as well?
Good question.
Okay, so that's not the best question.
It's a good question.
It's an okay question.
Okay.
First of all, throughout the season, I've never been 4 hours late, okay? There's a difference in being 30 minutes late and 4 hours late.
Okay.
That is a big-ass window. I have been 30 minutes late. I was 30 minutes late getting to the bus in Japan.
It
was all about my husband. But nonetheless, I was 30 minutes late, not 4 hours late.
All right.
And there is a difference. All right, honey.
Brandy tweeted, mad love to you, Nene Leakes.
Yeah,
I get
Brandy.
You and I pray for you, so you know. Nene, Kelsey Lynn said, was there something unsavory in Nene's closet that she didn't want shown on TV? Her reaction seemed too extreme for someone just hiding a messy closet. Was it just that it was messy and you said it 5 times?
I don't even know why I have to explain anything in my house. If I tell you that you can't go in my closet, you can't go in my closet.
Marlo, did you think that Marlo instigated them at all? Because she was saying, like, oh, just go in, try on the clothes.
Yeah, I didn't know that
stuff.
She had said that, though, until I saw it. Yeah.
Let's go to Sharon from Atlanta. What's your question for Nene Leakes, Sharon?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi, Nene.
Hi.
Hi, my question is, why did you continue to have your bi-wig party after Greg was rushed back to the hospital?
Because Greg, who would love to call in tonight, okay, wanted me to have the party. He didn't want me to cancel. He wanted me to continue on, which is why he called Cynthia and Marlo. He was like, go help her, be there for her, my wife's breaking down, that kind of stuff. You know, just because Greg went to the hospital didn't mean that everything had to stop. It was best for me, considering everything my husband had gone through, for me to keep going. you know, to at least try.
It was sweet to see Brent. Brent was very sweet with you.
Yeah, Brent is, he's very mature.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good boy. Yeah.
Let's go to Marika from Louisiana. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question for Nene is, did you attend Portia's baby shower? And if you did, how did you feel about Kenya Moore being there?
I did not attend Portia's baby shower. I was invited. I have been in Vancouver, Canada, honey, if you keep up with Miss Nene Leakes. She's been shooting a TV show. Thank you.
But you weren't shooting that show when you were at the time of the baby shower.
Yes, I was.
Oh, you were?
I was in Canada the day of the baby shower. I was in Canada days before the baby
shower. Oh, that was the pilot you shot that
That's
now
right.
got picked up that you're
That's
now
right.
shooting.
Got That's it. That's right.
Okay, so Nene, do you think, Calm Melver wants to know, do you think you're too hard on Greg considering the meds he may be taking may cause his temperament to go off the rails?
call Greg, honey, and call the people that surround us.
Debbie F. wants to know, who did you enjoy meeting for the first time at my baby shower that you and the OGs threw me? Were there any of the other housewives that you met from other cities that you...
I did. I met a lot of them from other cities that I didn't know. Like, I didn't know any of the Dallas girls.
Yeah. Anyone that you enjoyed meeting that you can...
Well, I wanted to meet the lady from Potomac.
Karen, Giselle?
Karen.
I
already knew Giselle. I wanted to meet Karen, so I met Karen. And, I can't think of it. Is it Deidre, Dandra? She's with...
Deandra wasn't there.
No, not that name. No. I can't call her name. I think she was from Beverly Hills. Okay. Anyway, there are a lot of girls I don't know. You know, of course they know who I am, honey. But
right.
I don't know
what John Mayer said about you?
What?
He said, I think Nene Leakes has like 10 comedy writers in her ear all the time.
That's like,
right. And to be clear, Rima H. wants to know why you invited Phaedra to my baby shower and not Kim.
First of all, let's be very clear now. That's almost a question for Andy. Andy's request was that he wanted the people from the current season only to be at the baby shower. Now,
right.
I text Andy and told him I had a surprise for him. He did not know what the surprise was.
I thought it was Marlo.
But it was Phaedra.
Yes. Okay, you guys, from friendships to closets, Nene is not saying, she's not shy about saying when the door is closed. But when it comes to her friends' fashions, I wonder what looks have her wardrobe open. Nene, I'm going to show you some looks of the Atlanta Housewives.
Yes.
Tell us if you like them, but if you wouldn't want them in your closet, you say, the closet door is closed, okay? Okay, first up, Portia's white feather strapless top.
I think it looks cute.
Okay.
I can't see the whole thing, but it looks cute from
Shamari's there. Performance bedazzled fringe bra and white pants.
The door is closed.
The closet door is closed. Okay, what about Candy's blue spaghetti strap top?
It's very typical and very easy. Maybe.
Maybe
the door is cracked.
How about Portia in Marlo's Versace, Marilyn Monroe, and James Dean logo sleeve crop top and pants?
Actually, I loved when Portia did that to Marlo.
Yes.
I know how Marlo is about her clothes.
Yes.
I actually loved it.
What about Cynthia's purple African print skirt with fanny pack and jeans?
Door is completely shut, Chad.
Okay, the closet door is shut. What about Eva's yellow flower dress?
I can't really tell what that is, so maybe it's a crack.
Okay. What about Marlo's geisha-inspired outfit in Japan?
Now, you know, I love Marlo, so I love all the shit that she does, and I think she looks amazing.
Okay. What about Shamari's red tube top and white jeans?
Oh, gosh, Shamari, you know how much I love you, but I can't do the top. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can't do the top.
What about Tanya's pearl sunglasses?
Of course, they came from swag.
Okay. What about Candy's plain pajamas for the Bachelorette PJ party?
I think it was okay for the Bachelorette party.
Thank you very much, Nene Leakes.
You guys are too much.
Kimberly Terry 07 wants to know if you think you used the word bitch on tonight's Too Much episode too much.
I did. I really, honestly, you know, I just go ahead and keep it real with you guys. When I saw it, I cringed at how much I was cursing. I honestly hated it. So I hated it. So there you go.
Let's go to Emily from the Bronx. Hey, Emily, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you so much. Hi, Nene.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to ask,
Why did you physically go after Portia when she tried to go into your closet, considering she is pregnant? At least that's what it looked like. I love you so much, Nene.
I love you too, but you're gonna have to rewind your tape, man. I didn't physically go after Portia.
It was the camera guy.
It was the camera guy. Thank you.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a hypothetical. Had Portia and Candy gone in, but the camera guy didn't follow them, do you think your reaction would have been less?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, let's go to Savonia from New Orleans. Hey, Savonia, what's your question?
Hi. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Nene.
Hi.
How you doing? I love you.
Oh, thank you.
What's your question, Savonia, real quick?
My question is, Nene.
Yeah?
My husband and I are 17 years difference in age, and he just recently had knee replacement surgery. So I just want you just, if you could, be a little bit more patient with Greg, because y'all are a great couple. I love y'all. Y'all remind me of you and my husband, and I love y'all to death.
Thank you, Livonia. Was that Marlo?
No.
I'm just kidding. And you got an eye roll from Nene, Livonia. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the newly divorced Danielle Staub, who announced on Thursday that she's engaged again to businessman and alleged Duke of Provence, Oliver Mayer, and that she was planning to get married tomorrow, which would make her a duchess. But as of today, the soon-to-be duchess has postponed her wedding to spend more time with her daughters. I don't want to set the bar too high because let's be real. Danielle has been engaged 21 times, but I really hope that this wedding happens without anyone getting a giant hole in their tongue. And if she ever starts a cabaret career, her one-woman show can be called hashtag Duchess and Friends.
What happened to Albie Shore?
I guess Albie Shore's out of the picture.
Oh, my God. Her and Albie Shore just together.
I know. I want to thank Nene Leakes for being here. Great to see you.
Hey, Watch What Happens Live fans. My name is Rachel Titan, and I'm our podcast producer here at the Clubhouse, here to ask if you've heard of Zola. Zola is the easiest way to plan your wedding and registry. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, and easy-to-use planning tools. Plus, Zola conveniently lets you manage everything online and in one place. You start with a free wedding website. It's so easy, it takes no time to set up. They have a ton of gorgeous website designs to choose from. Really, there's something for everyone, no matter your style. You can add photos, stories, travel and accommodation info, and more. And the best part of Zola is you can link your registry to your wedding website, which is really smart and convenient. Guests can get all your wedding details and buy your gift in one customized place. Zola helps you build your dream registry. The Zola store has the best selection of gifts in every price range. You can create funds for anything you want, and you can register for gift cards for your favorite brands. The options are endless. So, to start your free wedding website and get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to www.zola.com/WWHL. That's www.zola.com/WWHL. Check Zola out.
Monologue. We're here with Nene Leakes. Outsides of Atlanta, Sundays at 8 on Bravo. Behind the bar, it's Theo Barrett, Nene's hairstylist. Nene also does Cynthia Remy Ma, Justine Sky, Brandy, Layla Ali, Winnie Harlow. Wow.
Yay!
I'm making my rounds.
We be fly.
Nene, you... tell us about the show that you're shooting that just got picked up.
I don't know if it's gotten picked up yet or not. I don't know.
Oh, that. I thought it... But no, you shot the pilot.
We were shooting the pilot. That's what we were doing.
Oh, but so... But what were you shooting when Portia's...
the pilot, baby honey.
But then what were you just shooting last week?
The pilot, honey.
But wasn't Portia's baby shower like...
Listen, honey, trust and believe.
Oh, no, that was Plus, Kenya's baby listen, shower listen, that they
listen,
were all
Linda.
At.
If I could have been at Portia's baby shower, I would have been there.
It.
I was in Canada.
I got
okay?
it.
Okay?
No, I screwed it up. Believe. I thought they were talking about Kenya's baby shower, which was like months ago. Mm. Got it. Well, guess what? Greg Leakes is on the line. Hey, Greg Leakes.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you? First of all, let me get this right. Hello, baby. How are you?
Hi.
And, Andy, let me congratulate you on your son, and I can't wait to see him in person.
Thank you, Greg. I'm excited for you. He needs to be touched by a Greg.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does, as we all do.
Nothing like having a son, so congratulations.
Thank you so much, Greg. Greg, how are you feeling?
Oh, I feel great. I feel wonderful. I'm blessed every day. You know, I've never had cancer before, so every day is like a new experience to me.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Are there any misconceptions about what you and Nene have been going through that you want to clear up?
No, there's really no misconceptions. Again, it's like what I say to you. I've never had cancer before. I don't know what to expect. It does affect your moods from time to time, day to day. You just do the best that you can do and just hope that whoever you're giving the short end of the stick to can be understanding and put up with it, because you're not trying to do it.
You know, Nene got a call earlier tonight from a viewer saying, look, Nene, you have to be more compassionate towards Greg. Are they getting it wrong?
Yeah, they are. Well, yeah, they're getting it wrong. A lot of times, again, I always will revert to this. I've never had cancer before. What it does to you, it does at that time, and you just have to react to it. So a lot of times I might have said or did something unfavorable to my wife. She does the best she can do. She's great. I love her. The whole nine yards. But, you know, I pushed her to the walls.
All right.
I didn't understand what I was dealing with either.
Greg, I'm excited to see you Thursday at the reunion.
Yes, so am I.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling in, man.
So am I. I think we'll have the biggest scene of all.
Take care, Greg. How are you feeling about the reunion this season, Nene?
You know, I never liked the reunion.
Right.
Never, never. I have never liked the reunion. Is that surprising to any of you guys? Well, it shouldn't be. Andy knows that. Every year, I actually ask to have a reunion, and now I hate the reunion.
Yeah.
It's like walking into a lion's den. It's like, why?
Do you feel like you're walking into a lion's den this season?
All the time. No. You know, listen, I am that girl that everyone wants to come for. So I'm sure that they're going to figure out how to comfort me. They comfort me because you know why they comfort me, honey. They want to comfort me. But they better be right, because my guns are loaded, honey.
Okay. Let's go to Maj from Pennsylvania. Hey, what's your question?
I'll be like, bam!
Miss Nene. Hi, my question is for Nene Leakes.
Okay.
Hi.
So, Miss Nene Leakes, can you explain what's going on between you and Miss Lisa Vanderpump?
What's going on between me and Miss Lisa
Vanderpump? Oh, right. Right around the time of the big shower, there was a piece or something where you were saying that you had originally wanted to get Pump.
No, I didn't. I didn't want to get Pump. I wanted to get the space.
It wasn't Pump at the time. Right, right, of course.
Listen, let me just tell you this. There's nothing going on between Lisa and I. I just spoke the truth. And the truth is, I was living in L.A. doing Glee and New Normal. I reached out to Lisa Vanderpump because she owns a restaurant. And Greg and I have been riding up and down Santa Monica. We saw the space. It was raggedy looking, but I thought it was great because it was right by the Abbey, right? And so I called Lisa Vanderpump. Now, I know she would never come in here and say I didn't call her. I called Lisa. I said, Lisa, there's this location right on the corner of whatever the street is in Santa Monica, this location there. And this is... These are Lisa's exact words. It's a dump. It's way too expensive. Blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't get it. Bam. I thought because Lisa owned restaurants in L.A. that she would be telling me the truth. So when she said don't get it, I was just like, honey, Lisa, no L.A. Boom. And I didn't get it. And I just kept moving. Next thing I saw, Pump. Lisa Vanderpump. Really, girl? Girl, you just told me don't get the location. That is 1,000% rude. Okay? I'm just telling you what it is. Now, I ain't got no problem with Lisa, but I think Lisa knows she told me some crazy stuff, because I've seen her several times out and she's kind of like, you know, hello, Nene. Like, you know, it's kind of weird. You know, it's the energy ain't the same. But I'm just telling you, that's what it is. I never said anything. I could have said something a long time ago when she first opened that place. I never said anything to anybody about it. I've had a lot of people to do me real dirty and I don't say nothing. I just let it go. That day, I just felt like they were asking me about Lisa, and I was just like, listen, this is what I know about Lisa. When I tell you something, you best to know it's the real deal, honey. Because I don't have no reason to sit here and lie. I don't have any reason to sit here and lie to you about nothing, okay? What you see is what you get. And everything that came out of my mouth is the truth, okay?
Okay, let's go to Amber from Kentucky. Hey, Amber, what's your question?
Amber from Kentucky.
Hi, Andy.
Hi,
girl.
I just want to know if Nene had to throw away that trash can that Shamari puked all in.
You know what? That is a crystal trash can, and I want to say this. It sat outside my house for about 2 weeks by the pool. I don't know why they took it out there. One of them took it out by the pool, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm never going to want to use this trash can again. It still had little stuff in it, and it rained one day. And I think the rain cleaned it out, and my you know, maid service, when I then got and brought it back in, I was like, oh, okay.
Let's go to Pamela from Orlando.
I like Shamari, though, really.
Hey, Pamela, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Nene. I would like to know, because I saw on the blog like 3 days ago that she was fired.
But I know I'm fired and sitting in the clubhouse, honey?
Oh, that's what I was saying. I was like, I know she's not fired because her and Andy is good friends. And then when I turned it on tonight and saw you, that would made me call in because I never called the show before. And I love you two guys together. I love you, Nene. I'm glad you're coming back. One more question. If there was any housewife you could bring back, who would it be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, Phaedra.
You would?
Yes, I would.
Let's go.
Like Phaedra. Now, I want to say this. I also saw on the blogs, ma'am, I actually didn't see it. Somebody told me that I was suspended and I was fined $250,000. And if you could tell me why, I would like to know. I've never been suspended and I've never been fined before. And I'm sitting here in the clubhouse with the boss man, Andy Cohen, honey. Yeah. You know, don't believe those blogs. And I am Benny Boo's black auntie, honey. Oh, crap!
Okay, let's
honey,
go.
Honey, he knew to pick me, honey. Okay.
Let's go to Danny from Wisconsin. Hey, Danny, what's your question?
Honey, boy, Benny
you
will
are
have
loving
a,
that hair.
Benny Boo will have a weave, honey. He come over my house, honey. Oh.
Hey, what's your question, Danny?
So my question is for Nene, and it's really about Marlo. So I feel like Marlo is like Tommy from Martin. Does she have a job? Like, what does Marlo do? Me and my friends are so curious.
You know what? That's a good question for Marlo and not for me. But I will tell you this. Marlo is not a broke bee, okay? You see what she wears and you see what she drives and you see how she lives. So she does a lot of things. She has fashion stores and everything, like online fashion stores. She does a lot of stuff. She owns real estate. She has a lot, you know? So it's crazy. And she works on this show. So now she all of a sudden broke? Okay, okay.
I want to thank Nene Leakes. Catch it every week. And Theo Barrett. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.